The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as he went and making his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" He answered them, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. After the master of the house has arisen and locked the door, then you will stand outside knocking and saying, 'Lord, open the door for us.' He will say to you in reply, 'I do not know where you are from.' And you will say, 'We ate and drank in your company, and you taught in our streets.' Then he will say to you, 'I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers.' And there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast out. And people will come from the east and the west and from the north and the south and will recline at table in the kingdom of God. For behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last." The Gospel of the Lord. How do we get stronger? How do we get stronger? Because Jesus says something very striking in the gospel. He says, when he's asked how many will be saved, in other words, how many will make it to heaven, and we all hope we're among that number, and our Lord says, "Strive to enter in, for many will not be strong enough." So then we have to ask, well, how do we get stronger? St. Paul, in his letter to the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 9, or in Ephesians 6, he uses a great analogy about the spiritual life. In Corinthians, he says, "Run the race as to win." So he uses a sporting analogy. And in Ephesians, he says, "Put on the breastplate of armor, the belt of truth, the sword." So he's using a military analogy here. So he uses sports and the military for the spiritual life. Well, how do we all know how to become stronger in sports or stronger in the military? You do something physically hard. Hardness, difficulty. It's counterintuitive, but if you want to gain strength, you want to gain muscle, you have to sweat. You have to train. You have to be disciplined. You have to do something physically straining. Because we know it's good pain, isn't it? Because if you go to the gym and you don't sweat, did you have a good workout? No. This Friday, we're having 12 hours of adoration. So from 8 p.m. to 8 in the morning. And of course, we need people to sign up for those hard, difficult hours. I invite any of you, if you feel called, sign up for those hard hours. The 2 in the morning, the 3 in the morning, the 4 in the morning. You say, "Oh, but I'll only get 3 hours, 4 hours of sleep." Good. Do something hard. Because it is in that training that we gain strength. That discipline. Mother Teresa once said, when she was creating the Missionaries of Charity, a beautiful, beautiful order, she said, "Do something beautiful for God." And let's build on that. And let's do something difficult for God.